The Cape and Islands, despite widespread coastal flooding and heavy beach erosion, dodged this week's Frankenstorm. It could have been much worse. Look at what happened to coastal New Jersey and New York City. It was a storm of historic proportions, and birders were hoping for an epic displacement of birds by this very powerful and large storm combination. Yet, the hoped-for tropical terns, petrels, shearwaters, and other species that only occur during a hurricane had failed to appear. It is too early yet to hear what got blown into New Jersey, as they are dealing with real problems. At any rate, little was seen except for some nice seabirds on the morning of the 29th in Cape Cod Bay. Many birders decided that it might be a great idea to get out on the morning of the 30th after the winds had shifted to a southeasterly direction. The wind had been blowing northeast for days, and there had been an easterly drift for quite a while, almost from the European mainland. With no experience of hurricanes this late in the season, and with other storms both out in the Atlantic and to the west, there was a strong easterly flow of air for a considerable period of time. Could we end up getting some European vagrant species? Was a thought crossing many coastal birders' minds as this storm continued churning south of us. On Nantucket, at 10:20 in the morning at Bartlett's Farm, sort of mid-island, two northern or European lapwings were discovered out in the farm fields on October 30th. What is so exciting about these birds is that in the long ornithological record of Massachusetts, this species had only been seen twice before. The first was of an individual in Chilmark on the vineyard in December in the early 1990s, and the second was of a bird photographed by a Brit on Plum Island as it flew by a few years ago. So these two birds equaled the total ever seen in the state. As these birds were being found on Nantucket, over at First Encounter Beach in Eastham, a lone northern lapwing was seen to drop out of the sky and land in the marsh in Eastham. Three lapwings, seen at almost the exact same time in Massachusetts, can be termed an invasion. The Frankenstorm was starting to look a lot better to birders. With the fierce northeast component of these interacting storms pounding the coastline, apparently the conditions were right to deliver Massachusetts its first fall incursion of northern lapwings ever. Right now, there are birders scouring ball fields, farm fields, golf courses, marshes, and mudflats for the virtually unmistakable northern lapwing, a common European plover species, but one that rarely ventures across the Atlantic. The prevailing wind direction in the fall is northwest, pushing birds out to sea. Many North American species routinely show up in the British Isles, but the reverse rarely happens. Just as 199 out of 200 hurricanes curve away from New England to the northeast, Sandy being a huge exception, the same is true of the wind direction, and certainly it played a major role in delivering three lapwings to the Cape and Islands the day before Halloween. Until next week, keep your eyes to the sky.